Now it is time for our last rural news update of the year with Maya Barry. Maya.
Mōrena, Corin. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. Happy last Friday for you, I guess. Now this is the important story. New season potatoes. Very important at this time of year. Very busy time for growers, of course, when everyone else is going on holiday.
Yes, I think we could all use a bit of a holiday. Even our spud growers, they'll have to take a bit of time off later on because it really is all go at the moment. Pretty much harvesting starts in November at the top of the North Island, and then gradually over the summer months it moves progressively south. Chris Claridge, he's the chief executive of Potatoes New Zealand, and says that this year generally the conditions have been pretty good for harvesting, and he says there should be plenty of spuds around for the Christmas dinner.
New season potato market is very crucial for our fresh potato growers, particularly up in Pukekohe and down into Owakuni as well, and down into Horowhenua. Those early new season potatoes service mainly the domestic urban areas like Auckland and Wellington. So for our fresh potato growers, early season potatoes are really important for us. So fingers crossed this is going to be a good season for us as people, of course, eat new potatoes with their Christmas dinners and over the summer period enjoy potatoes while they're on holiday.
There you go. So clear instructions to eat lots of potatoes if you didn't need it already. A bit of potato history for you. Northland, it's known for its Perlers new season potatoes. These are the first cab off the rank because they benefit from those limited frosts in the winterless north. And then you've got Pukekohe that pumps out the classical rounder, the Islam Hardies. And then as the season starts to progress, you see the Jersey Benny spuds come out of Oawamaru.
Oh, yeah, and I've just been daydreaming about potatoes, actually, and how many I'm going to eat over the next couple of weeks. It's all good. Now, speaking of Christmas dinner, plant-based options are growing in popularity. I don't know, I can't believe I'm going to have to say this, including something called a firkey.
That's right, you got it right. It's a firkey, and it's a plant-based turkey, essentially, and it's made by a vegan business in Christchurch, and sales are actually going really well. So Flip Grater, she runs a vegan deli and cafe in the city, and about 3 years ago, she developed the recipe for this plant-based roast. It doesn't look like a turkey, which is probably a good thing. That might scare people a little bit, but it looks more like a roulade, I guess, and it's complete with a herb stuffing. It's wrapped in a soy skin, and it comes with a maple glaze. And she says in the first year they sold about 300 firkies, but demand has just kept on growing, and this Christmas they've produced close to 2,000.
It's been going really well, and we expect next year will be even bigger again. This is the first year that the firkie has been available in some supermarkets, but we're only in South Island supermarkets at the moment, so by next Christmas we'll be in the North Island, and that's when I expect numbers will even go higher. But there's sort of a limit to what we can produce in our space right now. We're in an industrial area of Christchurch with just two little kitchens and the cafe space, so we're going to have to think about expanding out of those spaces to increase production for next year, I think.
And Flip Grater says that the dish isn't just popular amongst vegetarians and vegans. She says meat eaters do snap it up too.
What the firkey is kind of like, tastes like stuffing, which to be honest is everyone's favourite part anyway, but it's not soft and bready like stuffing is. It's chewy and satisfying, and then it's got this crispy skin with a maple glaze, so it's got that crispiness and then the chewiness and the herbiness. It's got all the things you want.
That's Christchurch-based chef Flip Grater, and they did actually recently trademark the word firkey, in case anyone was thinking of stealing that one.
Yes, I'm just imagining, so you say, excuse me, Susie, would you mind passing the firkey?
There's not going to be any firkey at my table on Christmas Day.
I think it's great.
God, fantastic. What kind of person do you think I am, Corin?
Well, we should wish Maya a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Maya.
Yep, I'll go home and tuck into my firkey. Cheers, guys.
Excellent stuff. Now, thank you very much for that, Maya Barry, with the rural news there and the firkey news.
Pass the firkey, Corin.
What the firkey?